On Thursday, Pickens County's Healthy Rivers Board will hear a proposal from the Colorado River District to expand cloud seeding activities. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy explains how this weather modification process works.
The clouds responsible for snowstorms can be pretty inefficient, as skiers and riders know well.
A lot of the moisture can just move away from the area where we would like it to snow.
Dave Kanzer is an engineer with the Colorado River District. He says there's a way to increase the productivity of moisture-rich clouds. Cloud seeding involves adding more particles for flakes to form around. The process starts on the ground. When weather conditions like winds and temperatures in the clouds are right, meteorologists turn on generators. These blow a solution of silver iodide into air rising above the mountains, into the clouds. The silver iodide crystals can become the seed around which snowflakes grow.
And anywhere within a 15-mile range, typically, that snow would fall out of the clouds.
Kanzer says the science is clear, but the process is not precise. A study conducted in Wyoming shows the conditions are only right in about 30% of storms. But when they are, cloud seeding can increase snowfall. And that snowpack contributes to water supply, not just in the Roaring Fork Valley, but across the West.
Even if we only increase the water supply by a small fraction, it can have wide-ranging benefits.
Kanzer says those benefits range from more water in local rivers to more snow on the mountains. And the River District wants to see more cloud seeding activities in the Aspen area. Kanzer is presenting a proposal to water officials from Aspen and Picking County, as well as Aspen Skiing Company. Rich Berkeley, vice president of mountain operations for SkiCo, says the company is interested in supporting the River District, but not as a business investment. The small increase in snowfall doesn't translate to extra powder days for skiers and riders.
You know, a 10-inch storm going to a 10.5-inch storm doesn't really do too much.
While cloud seeding might not be a boon for powder skiers, Berkeley says SkiCo is supportive of any measures that might help the water supply. The company has offered to participate as a site for the generators and to help with manpower to operate them. The River District is looking for funding from Pitkin County's Healthy Rivers Board and the City of Aspen, and then the proposal would need a permit from the state of Colorado. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.